The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are we doing all songs about Lamborghinis?
Carson Beck, famously, drives a Lamborghini. Or drove a Lamborghini. I can't be too sure that he's still bringing his Lamborghini down to South Florida. But
this is a good place to end to drive a Lamborghini.
Giving him $4 million. Bring your Lamborghini.
What were you driving in college?
Mitsubishi Diamante. I was better than Carson Beck.
That's great. I was driving a Mitsubishi Eclipse. You were driving the Diamante?
Diamante, four door, big boy.
So tell everybody, I was asking you off the air, you have the restaurant at Hard Rock Stadium called Cracked. So yeah. Was it a good crowd last night for concessions and food? Because it was a chilly night.
It was nuts. It was crazy. Like, we sold out. It was better sales than every Dolphin game, every Canes game.
Wow.
People were there. Like, it was the most grossing night we've had all season. And we've only had it through Canes, Dolphins, and now Orange Bowl. We just had the meeting for Miami Open and F1. We just locked into our spot for that. But yeah, last night was crazy. Parking was crazy. The crowd was like, I don't want to say the crowd was crazy. The crowd was actually busy, but it was actually very calm and nice people because they're from Notre Dame and Penn State. They were like the most pleasant people in the history of time.
Right. Yeah. So you guys have that spot open during F1?
Yeah. Well, no, we have to move it. And,
right, because I wouldn't know how people would get up there for F1, yeah.
They don't go up, but they have a big food hall. So the Hard Rock Stadium, Sodexo, we're moving. They're giving us a spot outside in, like, the main food hall, you know, area, whatever it is. So we have to move around. But, yeah, F1, it's stupid. It's like 90,000 people.
Will you charge $1,000 for a milkshake? Because I've seen some of the menu prices. It's around that.
We were thinking about taking up the prices a couple bucks.
You better. I'm not kidding you. I think it was Darren Revelle the first year that F1 was here the first time. Oh, you were there, Solana.
I went.
Like, the prices are insane.
Yeah, I spent $343 on a bagel. I mean, Crowder, you better charge $1,000 for a milkshake.
The racing and tennis crowd, as we've heard, is very loose with their pockets over the football crowd.
Very wealthy crowd. And yes, the sport oftentimes, certainly for F1, is in the background. You're there to see and be seen up until the very end. And yep. So, yeah, it's a perfect. I mean, you have a concession for that. It's perfect.
Yeah, I told him. I'm about to get on the cash register during F1. What you need, brother? Filet sandwich? Okay, how many?
anybody. And I like F1. I'm not like a super F1 fan.
Breaking Dolphins news. Ooh. Little breaking Dolphins news. Ooh. Fired off. A lot of people have been waiting for this. I just got an email. Dolphins announced coaching staff changes. And this is from the Miami Dolphins. They have parted ways with special teams coordinator Danny Crossman and wide receivers specialist Wes Welker.
Oh, damn.
Mm.
Now, I know a lot of people wanted to see Danny Crossman go. I've thought a lot of people were, they couldn't believe it the Monday following the game that he was still employed. He's gone. Wes Welker, of course, we figured out yesterday, he's the one who had to deliver the Tyreek Hill news to Mike McDaniel, and I think Mike McDaniel just took it out on him.
He went to stuttering and got fired. Where's Reek?
Don't call a play for 10.
Don't call a play for 10.
Huh? Why wouldn't we call?
It might be not be in. Might be in. Might not be in. Washington.
Well, Coach, I had talked to him earlier, and
all right, Danny Crossman.
I didn't fire Wes. Man, Wes ain't do nothing wrong, man. Leave Wes alone.
Let's do headlines. John Michaels is going to join us from snowy Atlanta. You grew up in Atlanta. You know, he's snowed in at his house in Atlanta. Did you ever deal with snow up there?
Really?
Very rare,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they got ice. It's rare, but it's the weirdest thing. There's ice storms because it's cold enough to maintain the snow. So when it does snow, then it warms back up and everything becomes ice. They call them ice storms, and you can't drive. You can't do anything.
Well, he is actually snowed in, but he's going to join us this hour. So let's get a quick look at the headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
One of the first times that I got some whoopee was in an ice storm in Atlanta.
Really?
Hmm. Yep. Because nobody could move, so only thing you could do was walk. And I stayed at Tim Maurer's house. Tim ended up dying in some war. He was in the military.
Damn.
But they had a big house, and the whole
surprise
team,
ending to this whole story.
The whole football team went over Tim Maurer's house, and then all the girls walked over from some other girl's house.
No, and like, yeah, hey, it's icy. Jack, what are we gonna do? We can't go out.
It's like the hurricane parties. It's like, there's no lights. We can't move. What do we need to do?
What are we gonna do?
I had an option.
How romantic.
And R.I.P. Tim, of course.
R.I.P. Tim. Tim was a good dude.
I'm telling you, the whole story lost a little bit of its luster when you led with that.
What was it, Desert Storm or something like that? What war would it be? It was one of those.
Going all the way in on this, huh?
I hate y'all.
Sounds like you had a nice old-fashioned serving of some funeral potatoes, Crowder.
I don't think the guy died that night. I think he fast-forwarded very far into the story.
I gave Leticia some funeral potatoes.
That was actually my move. You know, you'd play 7 minutes in the closet or whatever. I would go, do you know the difference between a cucumber and a pickle?
Let me show you
the great icebreaker.
Oh, Leticia didn't know what was coming.
Well, I'm about to show you a gherkin.
She was the only black girl in the crew. It was weird. Like they walk in, she stares at me. I stare at her. Everybody's staring at us. It's like, well, I don't like even like her. Hey, Ashley, how are you doing, Lisa? Why are my options limited?
That's funny.
Oh, now we have some breaking Heat news. According to Ira Winterman of the South Florida Sun Sentinel, Zion Pullen has been poached from the Heat's G League roster with a two-way contract from the Memphis Grizzlies.
All right.
Former Gator, ooh, Crowder. Ooh. Former Gator, bro. Zion Pullen.
He was he on our team and he got poached, or we poached him from somewhere?
No, he has been poached from the Heat's G League affiliate in Sioux Falls, the Sky Force.
Had I known we had a Zion, I would have been. Did you see what I got? I texted you guys one of my Ambien purchases last night.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
I bought a New Orleans. I bought a New Orleans Pelicans cereal bowl. That Ambien is a hell of a drug.
Amazon makes Ambien.
Is that crazy? And I know what happened now that I saw the email, the confirmation. All of a sudden I got an email this morning that said your item has shipped. And I was like, my item has shipped. And now I recall it. Lori showed me or sent me on Instagram, there's a Jason Kelce cereal, but at Walmart for a limited time, it came with a Jason Kelce bowl. And DJ loves cereal and bowls. Remember, I bought him the not just the Tyler Hero cereal, but there was another one that came with a bowl. It was a Chicago Bears DB. I can't remember who it was. Regardless, I went on the Walmart site on Ambien. I can recall it now, looking for the Jason Kelce cereal bowl, and they were sold out of them. I couldn't even find them. But then I must have started searching for athlete cereal bowls. And somehow on eBay, I stumbled across a New Orleans Pelicans cereal bowl, and it doesn't even have Zion on it. It has some weird bird that apparently is... Oh, I guess it's a pelican now that
Pelican. Yeah, I was going to... I don't want to break it to you mid-story.
Yeah. Anyway, that'll be here next week, early next week.
So, your son loves bowls?
He likes cereal. And so... Yeah. Nothing wrong with having a cute little bowl. And I remember getting him the bowl when the Bears DB came out with this cereal. I got to remember who it is.
Is it Urlacher?
He's 20.
No, 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 no. It was just a couple years ago.
Hulk, he's 20.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta like something.
He doesn't want a damn bowl.
And I didn't even tell him. I still haven't even told him. That maybe. This is
and he's not going to be excited.
Yes, he is.
Oh. No, he's a cheetah right now. That's what's going to excite him.
Now, trust me, when you see this bowl.
My son likes bowls.
I don't know, man. Somebody would have gifted me a bowl in college, I would have been stoked, bro. Not a cereal bowl.
You had no women.
We got you double entendre, man. Like you went so above and beyond there, and then you had to punctuate it with, not a cereal bowl. We got you. Just let it sit there for a second.
Yeah, lonely, though. DJ got a little something to him.
Flying to Pittsburgh.
Fun surprise. And I think that would be a cool thing to collect. Because I went down a rabbit hole last night of, like, celebrity cereal bowls. I think I'm into that. I think I'm into this.
Hawk, nobody wants a bowl.
I think I'm into this. I think I'm into this. I think I found something.
A bowl collection.
Yes. Yeah, a cereal bowl collection.
Oh, this is
terrible. What's the difference? I mean, you collect DVDs. I mean, what are you doing with those? At least the cereal bowls, I can eat cereal out of them.
And you're going to have a big pile of bowls.
Well, so you have a big pile of DVDs. People have big piles of shoes. I like cereal bowls.
So it's for you. Don't put this on DJ. This
no,
is for you.
It was for you. Him, but I think I think I see something here that appeals to me.
I can't wait till he beats you up. I can't wait till you come on the show with a black eye and you got to tell us a story.
Huck, why does it look like you have an imprint of a bowl on your head?
Hey, y'all, don't bring it up on air, but me and DJ got into it last night.
All right, well, enjoy that, Hawk. I really hope you do.
I'm excited.
A bowl.
It's a cool cereal bowl.
Didn't even know it was a pelican.
I don't know why this particular bowl appealed to me. Because if it had Zion, then it's one. Like, then you would understand. But it even has a weird.
It's a weird bird.
A New Orleans phrase or something on it.
What?
First of all, the bowl was $12. And I think it was like $8 shipping. So it was like
$20. $20 one plastic bowl?
And I thought it had a weird phrase. It says Rousset's Markets. So I guess that's like they're Publix or something.
Gifted.
There's the bowl, Jimmy.
Gifted to Dan Day, if anything, if you're not fond of it
that
once
bowl,
it arrives.
What do you mean if I'm not fond of it? Look at it. That's a great looking bowl. Imagine you're finishing up your Cheerios and that thing is staring at you. I mean, you have a goal.
You have a goal. That's ridiculous.
You can't tell me that thing looks like a pelican, though, on first glance. It looks like Ernie and Bert.
Looks like a skinnier Rodney Gadsden. If OG was 210, that's why he'd look.
You think any other show in Miami waited 22 minutes.
Nope.
Waited 22 minutes to bring up the fact that Carson Beck has transferred to Miami. But yeah, Carson Beck is headed. Him and his Lambo are headed down to South Florida.
We're going to talk with John Michaels in the next segment. He can give us more clarity on this because he's a huge Hurricanes fan, but he's a Georgia guy.
Yeah.
I would bet my life savings that John Michaels has a Miami Hurricanes cereal bowl.
100%. 100%. And that gives me a little something to shoot for.
No.
Now. I got to put that on my list of famous bowls I want.
No.
Yeah.
Y'all still eat cereal? You eat cereal.
I don't eat much cereal anymore because I'm trying to watch carbs, and cereals are just loaded with carbs. But if I'm in the mood for a real treat, like a late night treat, I just can't fight the hunger pangs. Frosted Krispies in a cereal bowl with the spoon that I got from the soup company I used to endorse. There was a soup company for like 3 weeks that I did live commercials for, and they sent a spoon to Lori for Mother's Day, and it said Super Mom, Souper. But the spoon is fantastic. And that's my go-to spoon.
Hawk, you're in your 50s and you just said Frosted Krispies.
The best cereal on the planet.
You got to tighten up, Hawk.
Dr. Chuck sent me a snap last night eating animal crackers in bed.
Ooh.
Now, what mid-50s adult male successful professional would willingly eat animal crackers as a snack? That's the worst cookie, if it's a cookie, that's ever been created.
That's terrible. Only thing I eat in bed is Italian icy.
I thought that was going somewhere else. 100%.
Well, the list is longer now that you bring
it
up.
I'm with you. The only thing I eat in bed is Jewish, what is it, ices?
They just have Cuban. They have Cuban ices.
I was so certain I was going to have to dump that, whatever was coming.
I'll eat me ice cream.
All right. Just do the headline because I want to get the John Michaels.
The ice cream in bed.
All right. Okay.
But animal crackers are the worst. That's not even a dessert. It's
nothing. Like you literally buy them when your kids are really small because it looks like they have a little zoo on
Correct.
A handle.
Correct.
Like,
that's it.
And then the ones at Walmart or wherever that it's in a big animal cracker. You know, it's the shape of a bear, and they like you an adult. Like he has adult children. It's wild to me what he think his eating habits. Remember, Dr. Chuck is the guy who did the ice your own cupcakes at Duffy's off the kids menu.
Yeah.
So his eating habits are wild. But he literally was just laying in bed eating animal crackers.
Maybe it was a little aphrodisiac.
Oh, I think he was shooting at me. There's no question about it.
You could be this penguin hawk.
You know where I live.
The Miami Heat, they did win last night. Good victory for the Heaters. They are back at it tomorrow in Portland. The Joe Cronin Bowl tomorrow for the Miami Heat. They got a little revenge on the Jazz yesterday. Shout out Tyler Hero, Nico Jovic, Bam Adebayo, and Jaime Jaquez Jr.
Great text. Hawk eats 15 orders of avocado toast, but he's watching his carbs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a valid point because you can't have avocado toast without the toast.
Keto toast.
Good on you, though, Hawk. I'm glad you're prioritizing your health.
Well, I'm just trying. Lori and I have been diligently trying to, instead of sitting there and eating Cheez-Its all night long and rice cakes and all the processed foods or whatever, just to not snack at all or have veggies or edamame. I know Solana finds that very funny to snack on edamame at night, but that's a good snack. But every now and then I break. And if I break, a bowl of Frosted Krispies is truly one of life's greatest pleasures.
You said it again.
Well, and wait till I get this Pelicans bowl because, I mean, Frosted then Krispies. It's begging me.
Frosted Krispies.
Nah, but he's right. There's no better snack at night than cereal. There isn't. I'm with you 100%.
No.
And I haven't had cereal in years.
Good.
But you were spot on with that.
Ice cold milk and some spoonfuls. Ah, so good.
Yeah.
Haven't ate it in years, but it's the best snack ever.
It is. Like I don't buy cereal anymore.
It's not.
But it is there was nothing better than 11:30-ish before bed, you're hungry and you're trying to kill that hunger and you're like, "You know what? I'm going to have a bowl of cereal." And you just go pour yourself a big old bowl of Frosted Flakes. Nothing
it
better.
It really is.
And then that milk sours on your stomach. Yeah. And then you wake up 3:28 a.m. and you got to go to the bathroom.
That never affected me. You're the one that was lactose intolerant. I never had that problem. And when I was younger, I could burn calories. My metabolism was better, prouder. It was. And so I could eat cereal late at night.
You can drink a big bowl of milk at midnight and be fine?
Not anymore, but I could.
That milk on sour on that belly.
Well, you're lactose intolerant. That's why you drink the almond milk.
I don't drink almond milk.
Yeah,
I don't
drink
milk.
Well, you should.
I know I should, but I drink milk and then it ruins me. I drink milk in the morning with the kids, drop them off to school, come home.
Skim milk, whole milk, 2%.
We can do 2%, and we do the one with DHA because it encourages your brain function.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Florida Panthers are in action tomorrow against the Boston Bruins. That'll be a 1 p.m. puck drop. That game is on ABC tomorrow. Listen to it live right here on WQAM as well. Heat Blazers at 10, and tonight Texas, Ohio State in the final college football playoff semifinal. Your weather, Remy DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. I mean, literally the biggest weekend of sports tomorrow. Like, literally the biggest weekend of sports.
What do you think the guy on eBay thought to himself when at 1 a.m. the little register rang that he sold his Pelican cereal bowl? Like, what went through his mind?
Who is this Killer Mark 747?
Right, like what? Yeah, this can't be right. This is fraudulent. This has to come from Bangladesh. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's...
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. It is 73 degrees right now in South Florida. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the low 60s, even mid-50s in parts of South Florida as well. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
All right, John Michaels is going to talk Carson Beck with us next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, you know what the tornado maneuver is?
Hawk and Crowder.
John Michaels is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. John Michaels does mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. And listen, you listen to our show, you know he's a huge Miami Hurricanes fan, but he also has this unique perspective of Carson Beck because he's in the great state of Georgia. And so he's the guy to talk to on a day like today where, you know, a lot of us, we were like, okay, you have 1 year with a guy like Cam Ward. You'll never replicate that. Maybe you wasted your time with him. Not that it wasn't a fun season, but maybe you get a redo here with a kid who was as highly touted. Didn't end up that way. I'm with you, Crowder. I see the look you're giving me. But okay. He was as highly touted as any quarterback in college football. So, John Michaels, your reaction to the news that Carson Beck is not going to the NFL draft. He is instead coming to the University of Miami is?
Oh, this is Hockman and Crowder. I thought I was on the phone with the season ticket office. Sorry, I was trying to call in there and get my tickets for next year and get ready to go. The U is back. Okay, no, we're not back. I'm happy. Carson Beck had his moments this year where he was not a good quarterback. Carson Beck had moments this year that he was Tyler Van Dyke. He was turning the ball over like hotcakes. He looked like he was lost. But then guess what? The last three games of the season, he goes 11 touchdowns, no interceptions. He has Georgia in the college football playoffs. They win the SEC title game against the team that's playing tonight for the college football playoffs and a chance to go to the national title game. How can I not be excited? I mean, this is a guy that this time a year ago was considered the number one quarterback coming back in 2024. Didn't work out that way, but as we saw this year, the quarterback whisperer, Mario Cristobal, and the quarterback whisperer, Shannon Dawson, they got things done with Cam Ward. I think we've got a guy that gives us a ceiling that puts us back towards the college football playoffs.
And do you like this approach, John? Do you like that, like the Cam Ward, the, you know, going to get Carson Beck, where now things have to change in college sports now with these damn collectives and all this stuff? Do you like the approach of going and getting 1 year guys and just, you know, letting them work out? I don't see a problem in it. I just don't know if it's sustainable.
I don't think it's sustainable. I'm not a huge fan of it, but Oregon did it 2 years in a row with Dylan Gabriel, and the year before that they had Bo Nix for 2 years. You know, I've watched different programs go find a single season quarterback and have success. Hell, that damn Kyle McCord, if it wasn't for him at Syracuse, we might be playing tonight against Texas or Ohio State because he went up there and had absolute success. I don't like it in general, but what I didn't want to do was have a monster step back season. And truthfully, after seeing Emory Williams in the bowl game, after seeing Emory the couple of times a few years ago, he just looked like a game manager at best. And I thought Miami was probably looking at a fairly significant step back if that ended up being your starting quarterback. What I'm hoping happens now, Crowder, is you get Carson Beck for 1 year. Luke Nickell is the truth. I saw him play multiple times this year in person. He whooped our middle son, Julian, and he helped whoop their ass in a high school game 44-7 because Milton was that good. But Luke is the truth. So what I'm hoping is you go back, you let Luke Nickell sit for a year in redshirt. He starts for 2 years, and then there's a kid coming in for the class of 2026 named Darion Coleman out of the Orlando area. He is a guy that is kind of a Cam Ward clone, but actually runs a little bit better. So hopefully after Beck, you've got the pieces in place through the recruiting where you can have a couple of guys that can start for a few years and maybe get the program on some really, really solid footing.
Is it time to build Hannah Cavender a statue at the University of Miami, John?
Yeah, absolutely. So to quote some guys I used to work with about 20 years ago, the Two Live Stews, years and years ago, Doug and Ryan, they said, the Nookie is undefeated. Yes, absolutely. Let's get her whatever a statue is outside of the Watsco Center. Let's put her on the recruiting staff when her college basketball career comes to an end. She single-handedly has me literally, because I, you know, the season tickets were going to be bought anyway because the Notre Dame and Florida game were going to be so expensive. But then I was thinking, like, do I sit in the upper deck? I don't want to spend all this money. The money is going to be spent. And thank you, Hannah Cavender. Solana, you told me, thank you, Katie Meyer, for bringing them back to school for one more year. The men's basketball team is a disaster this year, but the women's basketball team might have saved the football season. Thank you to all of them.
Hey, just as an aside, what happened to the Two Live Stews? Because they were like the hottest thing in radio for a minute.
Yeah, I worked with them for years. Love Doug and Ryan. Ryan is down in South Georgia. Not 100% sure what he's doing. I think he opened a business down there and doesn't do much radio. And then Doug was doing something in the financial industry. It was one that they were as hot as can be. And then, you know, eventually, you know, kind of the station we were at, unfortunately, went out of business and they just didn't latch on anywhere else. But they were hot for a long time. Love both of those dudes.
But in all honesty, I saw you tweeted out today, the Carson Beck news made you super excited. You are renewing your season tickets, which you were going to anyway. Should we be rooting for Notre Dame to win the national championship so that the Canes can open against the reigning national champions next season?
What did you just ask me? Should I root for Notre Dame? I would rather.
I mean, just makes it that much, but it just makes it that much sweeter when we. I mean, Crowder knows what happens opening week when you face a Hurricane.
Man, now you gonna come now whoop your ass?
Got some juice coming up the offseason. Like that would make it sweeter, right? If you were to beat the reigning national champions.
No doubt it would make it sweeter, but I could never in my life root for Notre Dame. Notre Dame, my grandmother, may she rest in peace, only hit me one time ever in my entire life, and it was that 88-31-30 game. I took a racquetball and threw it through one of her pictures that had probably been hanging up in her home in Davie, Florida for about 60 years. My grandmother took a belt, so I'm already crying because Miami's lost the game, and now she whooped my ass. There's never a chance I'm rooting for Notre Dame. Like, I don't care what happens. They stole our national title that year as well. Although I was impressed what they did defensively last night, and Penn State Drew Aller. That's the stupidest throw I've ever seen. Like, did he watch a Tyler Van Dyke instructional video making that throw late in the game? Come on, bro.
That was bad.
And, John, what do you think about – I think it was Gino, because Hawk, you brought up earlier. It was Gino yesterday that said no matter what happens last night, whoever wins Ohio State, Texas is going to be the national champion. Like, and I kind of believe that. I think Ohio State whoops Texas and Ohio State goes and whoops Notre Dame. What do you think about the last, I guess, the final three of college football playoffs?
Yeah, the worst thing that happened to, or the best thing that happened to Ohio State was losing to Michigan, because now they're playing, at least in the first two games, like we thought they were going to look all year long. Jeremiah Smith, can Haley Cavender date him and maybe get him to transfer over?
I saw people tweeting that today. It's funny.
Like, dude, that kid is amazing. But, yeah, Channing, I think the same thing. The winner of tonight's game is going to go on to win the national title. And it's funny. Before I came on, Gino texts me and goes, hey, what do you think about Carson Beck? I said, I love it. He goes, not me. Hate it. He goes, talk some sense into Hawk. And I go, I don't have a problem with it. Well, then he called me and gave me like the full quarterback breakdown of why he doesn't like Carson Beck. Gino, I love you. I'm still not changing my mind. I'm excited for next year. I'm excited for tonight. I think Texas is the most slept-on team of the Final Four. We spent all week here in Atlanta talking about Penn State and the defense and Notre Dame and what they were able to do, especially because they beat Georgia and Ohio State, how they look like a wrecking ball. Nobody's been talking about Steve Sarkisian in Texas. And I think a lot of that has to do is we don't always trust Quinn Ewers, what he gives at quarterback. But the two teams that were able to beat Ohio State this year, Oregon was an offensive game, but physically Michigan beat them up at the line of scrimmage. And I think Texas defensive line has a chance to make life real miserable for Will Howard tonight. And I think it'll be a closer game than a lot of people anticipate.
All right. On that note, John Michaels from 680 The Fan in Atlanta, did you know that a pickle is a cucumber?
I did know that, yes.
Oh, you did know that.
Right. Everyone knows that, Hawk.
Well, no, that's not true because Solana didn't know it, and I didn't know it, and Victor Bermudez did not know it.
How did you guys not know that a pickle is just a seasoned cucumber?
Well, because anything else that's pickled still retains their name. You know what I mean? Right. If I have pickled pig's feet, they're still pig's feet, but they're pickled.
Right.
If I have pickled cabbage, it's cabbage, but it's pickled. Someone has texted me since the beginning of the show that the reason cucumbers are not called pickled cucumbers is because it was the first item ever pickled. And people loved it. And so they just started calling it pickles. And then someone realized, well, wait a second, we can pickle anything. So we can't just call everything pickles. But that's why cucumbers are not called pickled cucumbers. They're called pickles. But I don't understand why that doesn't seem like a great mistake in the world of vocabulary, John, to call pickled cucumbers pickles and assume everyone's going to know that it's a cucumber.
I thought it was just something that was taught in like our health class back in like 1982 when I was walking the hallways of H.L. Johnson Elementary down there in Fort Lauderdale. I think that's when I was taught that a pickle was a cucumber. Here's a stupid fact. I hate cucumbers. I think cucumbers are one of the most disgusting vegetables on the planet, but I will tear some pickles up. Like, I need pickles on just about everything. So it makes no sense how one flavor can change how I feel about the exact same thing going in my mouth.
Yeah, but I like pickled anything other than pickles.
You don't like pickles, but you like cottage cheese. I don't understand your palate.
That is true. Hey, what's better late at night than a bowl of cereal?
I can think of about 70 things, but a bowl of cereal, if you get some Cinnamon Toast Crunch right before you go to bed, that's not a bad deal.
Do you have a Miami Hurricane cereal bowl?
No, but I have the plates we eat off every night are Miami Hurricane plates. I'm not kidding you. I got these in the Peach Bowl in 2005 when they whooped Florida's ass when Devin Hester returned a blocked field goal for a touchdown. For some reason, they were giving out like boxes of plates, and I have kept those forever. And somehow my wife allows us to eat off of Miami Hurricane plates every night. Now, we do have some like actual china if we need, but I mean, I got kids. What? Who am I kidding? I'm not impressing anybody. So the U, we eat off the U every single night.
That was my last college game, the Peach Bowl, where Devin Hester went nuts on the field. But John, you can eat a bowl of cereal and drink the milk right before bed. That at 3 a.m., it's going to ruin everything.
Not all
for my
of us
life.
Have a weak constitution.
It's not a weak constitution.
You have a weak constitution.
Your milk sours in your stomach.
Team as well. You can't recruit for hell.
Milk sours.
Yeah, I don't drink the milk. I might be one of the 1% of 1%. When I'm done with the cereal, the milk goes in the sink. So I haven't drank a glass of milk probably since I was 6.
But you do put milk in the cereal, though, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have it in the cereal as just, you know, just to, I guess.
Because there are people who drink the milk right out of the bowl, and that to me is disgusting.
Why?
Solana, you look like you drink the milk.
Throwing out the milk is diabolical. I mean,
it's got things in it.
Yeah, cereal.
You look like a little milk drinker. Look at you.
They're all jealous of me, John, because last night in an ambient haze, I bought a New Orleans Pelicans cereal bowl off eBay.
Okay. Now, what are you trying to get the Heat to trade for Zion Williamson?
I don't know. Ambient is a hell of a drug. I end up buying, I have a pair of Dr. Fauci socks that I regret from the beginning of COVID when I was on Ambien. But every now and then I make an Ambien purchase that I regret. This one, I'm not certain what was transpiring last night for me to buy a Pelican cereal bowl, but I'm excited for it to get here next week.
Have you guys ever had something show up to your house and maybe because you were, I don't know, on a couple of Tito's or maybe a gummy and you forgot that you ordered it and it shows up and you go, when the hell did I order this? I order more stuff from Canesware in some of those situations where I'm like, you know what? I do need about $400 more worth of Miami gear.
I think when Brett's having a bad month, they just go, you know what? Ship some stuff to John Michaels. He'll think he bought it.
Brett, keep it coming. Extra large. Deposit. I'll take whatever you said.
We got to go. John Michaels, 680 The Fan, Atlanta. Follow him on Twitter at John Michaels U. Be careful of all that snow there in Georgia, John.
Yeah, we're locked in for the day.
Crazy, man. See ya.
All right, guys.
There you go, John Michaels.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is French onion soup a soup?
Hawk and Crowder.